Hello, this is Donnie Smith with Collision Blast Quick Tips, and I'm in Las Vegas at SEMA, and I'm going to be sharing with you some of the things going on here, some of the training that I'm attending, tell you a little bit about that, and about some videos that I'll be making that, you know, talking about some of the things like how to window tint and wrap cars, and some of the other new products that are here. And of course, I'm going to, you know, make a video on some of the cool cars that I've seen. So, you know, be sure to go to collisionblast.com and look at, you know, for some of that, some of those videos that will be coming up. I've shot a few short videos that may be on there, but, you know, I've learned it's a lot easier for me to get back where, you know, I got my full internet access. You know, I know you can do just about anything with these iPhones, but, you know, I'm challenged that a little bit, so, you know, I'll probably just wait until, you know, I get back and start making some of these videos for you. But anyway, a few of the highlights that I want to talk about is the vehicle wrapping. 3M has made a wrap that you can put on these vehicles. What that is, just a vinyl wrap, and you can buy it in the sheets, and it's pretty easy to put on. You know, I've never done that myself, and after watching this a little bit, you know, it really isn't that complicated because, you know, I was afraid of getting bubbles and things like you do when you window tint, but that is not a problem with this. In fact, you don't even use water when applying this. It's a dry application. So, you know, that makes it pretty cool because you can actually put this on a car, and then if you decide you don't like it or you want to change it, you know, you can take it off and reuse the same wrap. So if you had two cars that were the same, you could take it off one car and put it on the other. You know, that's pretty unique. And that, you know, the material will still be, you know, good and look like it always did. Also going to be talking about window tinting a little bit. You know, I'm going to make a video on the wraps and on the window tinting. I've got to meet some pretty cool people. I was wanting to meet Jessie Combs because I have never met her, and I got to meet her, and that I thought that was pretty exciting. And of course, Chip Foose was there, and I'm going to have a video of him talking about a timeline for 3M. You know, for example, back when they made the tape, you know, tape wasn't really needed until they started doing two-tones. Then whenever that need was there, that's whenever they developed masking tape. So just some cool things like that. But anyway, be looking for some videos, you know, on collisionblast.com or my YouTube channel. Be subscribed to that. For the quick tip of today, last podcast we talked about weld-on panels. You know, you want to be sure to repair the damage before you go to getting the drills and spot weld cutters out and start, you know, taking the spot welds off. Well, today I'm going to talk about a mistake that you may have when drilling these out. It's a common mistake, especially with these high-speed air drills. You know, you get the drill and you get the bit on there and you just, you know, drill it just as fast as you can, thinking that the faster RPM that drill is turning, the faster you're going to go through, which is incorrect. What happens when you drill steel at a very high speed? As you heat the metal up, and it burns that bit, you know, you might get one or two, and then it just, you know, it starts to tend to take forever to get through them, and that's why. And instead of trying to drill real fast, you want to slow your RPM way down. You want to use some type of cutting oil to help keep that drill bit lubricated and cool. So, you know, they've got different types of oils you can use for that. There's paste. But if you'll do those two things, is use the lubricating oil or paste and slow your RPM way down, you'll be surprised at how much faster you can actually get through, you know, a significant amount of welds like you're going to have on a quarter panel or, you know, something that has quite a few spot welds. So anyway, that's the quick tip for today. And be looking soon at collisionblast.com for some of these other videos. Talk to you soon.